Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Dan Bodner. How are you, Dan?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Robert. Happy to be here.
And I'm happy to be here with you as well, because Dan is the founder, CEO, and chairman of the board of Verint. This is one of the leading organizations in customer engagement. And here's what's really interesting. I want to start out the year's 1994. This was actually your vision, and it's rare to find an organization that has 4,400 people and speak with the founder. So talk first about what the Verint model is, and then we're going to talk about how you built the business.
Yeah, so things have changed quite a bit since 94. When I started the company, the vision was about unstructured data, which is speech, video, text, lots of data, massive amount of data. And I realized that organizations have a real challenge in leveraging insights from this data, because at the time, the technology was tape recording. If you wanted to capture data, you would use a tape recorder, and then you would capture that data. But going back, you know, for last week, and try to find playback and find some information, some insights that help you improve the business was obviously a pretty big challenge. So the first idea was, why don't we change tape recorders to computer-based capture? And it was around speech. Capturing phone calls, primarily for banks, tremendous amount of phone calls that, you know, most of the data was useless, but there was always some nuggets, some insights that were very important, whether it was a compliance issue or an opportunity to improve the business process. And that was the vision, and we've been executing since then.
And what drove you into customer engagement, and then talk about where customer engagement is today?
It's really the market, the use cases. So as we start to grow the business with this unstructured data insights, we found that there were actually two use cases that were very much in demand. One was in customer engagement, helping organizations improve the way they engage. And the premise was, first, I have to capture data. I need really to understand what's going on in the interaction between the workforce and the customer, and using the data to get the insights, to understand the customer experience and how to improve the agent performance. So this was one use case. And then the second use case was around cybersecurity. Again, huge amount of data and a lot of intelligence about potential hacking. And that's how we grew the company for many years. And about in early 2021, about a year and a half ago, we actually split the company. We did a tax-free spin-off, and we created two public companies out of Verint. So Verint remained as a pure play customer engagement company. And now there's another company called Cognite, which came out of Verint, and they are focused on, they're also NASDAQ based company focused on cybersecurity. Same origin, two different use cases.
Yeah, well, it makes sense, because every CEO I speak with, they're talking about their offense, which is customer engagement, and the defense, which is cybersecurity. So let's talk about that offense. The world has changed dramatically over the past few years. As of right today, in 2022, what should CEOs be looking at to drive their customer engagement forward and ultimately their business? And I know there's two parts. You could start with B2C and then go into B2B.
Well, I talk to a lot of customers. We have about 10,000 customers and 85% of the Fortune 500 companies. And what I hear from all executives is that they know that customer engagement is very important. Giving your customers the right experience, help you retain customer for life, help you sell more to your customer base with greater loyalty. So whether it's B2B or B2C, equally important to elevate the customer experience. The challenge is that it's not easy to do. The industry was very much focused on labor. Providing customer experience through engaging people with people. And when it was all about phone calls, when you needed service, you would call the contact center and the person would respond. Nowadays, with the digital transformation, more and more engagements are now through digital and social channels. And that creates a really massive increase in the number of interactions. And also the customers, the consumers, expect faster contextual responses. So when I talk to executives across really all industries, they say, look, we got a capacity gap issue. We don't have enough people to respond to this increasing number of interactions. First, it's really hard to hire these people, train them. There is a turnover issue, and there's also an issue of resources and budget. So they're all looking to do more in customer engagement, but they need to do more with the same resources and budget. So they have a capacity gap, and they're looking for technology today that help them, solve that problem by engaging AI software rather than keep hiring more and more people, which is not sustainable.
Okay, so we understand the move towards AI, and I want to know, what is your advice to CEOs right now? And I know you're going to say, well, use Verint. Already we're using 85% of Fortune 500. But other than that, what is your advice to CEOs on specifically what they should do, what types of insights they should get from their customer engagement that's going to help them grow their businesses?
Yes, I think that it's actually quite simple. The first thing is to adopt a data-driven approach. If you don't have the data, you don't know what your employees are saying to your customers, you're blind, and you will never be able to really improve the customer experience. So you need the data. And the second thing is about AI. A lot of people think that AI is bots. And if I implement a bot, which is basically a software robot, I can replace people and I can get, to elevate the customer experience, where the reality is that we know that bots lack empathy. And part of good customer service is being able to understand what the consumer is trying to do and show empathy and respond in a way that creates the customer experiences that they expect. So just implementing bots, while it sounds easy, it doesn't really drive the outcome. And the key point here is get one workforce. Create one workforce of people and bots working together so the AI software assists your workforce actually to create more capacity so you can do more with the same number of people, but at the same time also elevate the customer experience.
That sounds interesting. What's an example of that?
Okay. So I'll give you a personal example. I tried to call a vendor, to online self-service myself with a vendor, and I got a bot. And the bot was asking me 10 or 20 questions. It took me about 2-3 minutes to respond, and I thought it was reasonable because they needed all these responses for the background to figure out what I'm trying to do. At the end of this 3 minutes, the bot basically was useless. I realized I'm not going to get anywhere, and I needed to call a human. So I called the 800 number, and I got a person, and they asked me the same 20 questions. And they took the same 2-3 minutes to answer the same questions. They did not work together with the bot. They were siloed. So, clearly I was frustrated. I didn't want to waste my time giving the same answers, and why do I have to do it twice? The agent was not productive. They wasted 3 minutes of expensive time and just getting the same background. So this is a very simple example. I'm sure many people in the audience have similar and probably worse stories about customer service not working well, because there are a lot of different channels. You know, I can call, I can go online, I can use a mobile app, I can use a social channel, chat, email, right? I mean, I can interact in many different ways, but if the brand is siloed and I have to have a disconnected experience.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today right now with Dan Bodner, who is the founder, CEO, chairman of the board of Verint, which is a leader in customer experience. The lesson we learned right now is you have to integrate the bots with the humans. When we come back, we're going to hear, number one, how Dan and his team built from scratch up to 4,400 people and a culture engaged in helping the customer. And number two, we're going to want to hear an example of how they work and create that unity between people and the AI. Back in a few.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Dan Bodner. And Dan, I want to ask, how did you build the company from scratch to 4,400 people? And I understand these are people who are all intently focused on delivering on the customer experience.
So the role was really very different. When I started the company in 94, obviously it's a small company, you do everything. You come with the vision, the strategy, and you operationalize it and involve with hiring people, with selling and servicing your customers. But as the company started to grow and we had success, I started to pivot more into building the culture that can enable us to scale the company. And I believe that, you know, my role as a CEO is to set up the vision for the company and articulate that in a way that the team gets it. And it has to be clear and simple. And I always look for a team that actually believe in the vision and believe that we are solving a really strategic problem for brands. And customer engagement is a strategic pain point. It actually, without customer loyalty, it's very difficult for our customers to grow their business. So understanding the customer experience and giving them the tools to elevate customer experience is a pretty important mission that we undertake. So part of our culture is customer centricity and a passion. I always think about Variant. Obviously, we are a technology company with more than 1,000 people in R&D. But our mission is not just to deploy technology. It's really to help our customer use that technology in their own environment. And to do that, you need people that are really passionate about customer experience. They understand how our customers are utilizing the software, and they are learning from this experience and bring that into the product and also helping new customers to learn from all these experiences. So a culture that is around customer centricity with passion to really deliver on our vision and with a set of core values that, you know, haven't changed for 2 decades now for the company and have been working really well in creating you know, a successful organization.
What's the most important core value?
I would say, you know, we have integrity as our top core value, and this is the tone from the top. We have the highest level of integrity. We treat each other with respect. We treat our customers with respect. We tell our customers what it is, and we are good for our word. Transparency is our second core value. It's very important because we are in a very fast moving market. The technology is evolving very quickly. The customer pain points are changing constantly, and it's a competitive industry. So transparency is important, top down and bottom up. Top down, for me, it was always important to explain to the team, not only what is the strategy, but why. Why we are taking a certain path and why we think it's going to work so that people really can relate to the strategy and be part of executing it. And bottom up is also very important because, you know, human nature is not to share bad news, but actually bad news are very important. And I'd like to hear it as early as possible because that's an opportunity you have, you know, that we have actually to learn and improve, before it's too late. So these are two of our top core values.
Dan, talk about your philosophy in engaging customers.
Yeah, so we have close to 10,000 customers. So we have lots of different example. We also work with some of the largest companies in the world. So we have 10 out of the top 10 banks. We have 9 out of the top 10 insurance companies, about 9 of the top healthcare companies. So customer engagement is not a vertical problem. You know, every B2B and B2C company that have customers is worried about, you know, how do we engage our customers and elevate their experience so that we can retain them for life and we can maximize the value and increase revenue from our customer base. And the best way to do that is actually to provide the right level of customer experience when they engage. So the challenge for the industry is that the world is going through a digital transformation, and many of our customers that historically would engage through the contact center with a phone call are now offering more flexible channels, engagement through the website and mobile apps, engagement through chat and email and Facebook Messenger and social media. And this flexibility that brands provide their customers to engage in different channels also created a significant increase in the number of interactions, because as a customer, if I can interact over any channel from my mobile device, obviously I'm trying to interact more. And I ask questions and I'm expecting very fast and contextual responses. So that digital transformation and the omni-channel experiences created pressure on our customers to respond quickly and hire more people. And if you look at the industry overall, the customer engagement industry is spending about $65 billion a year on technology. So it's a pretty good investment in technology already. But at the same time, the industry is spending $2 trillion on labor. So basically 97% of the investment that brands have in customer service is labor, and 3% is technology. And as the pressure was to increase the number of people, not only that it's very expensive, but also organizations created silos. So they were dedicating employees to the voice channel and employees to the chat channel. They are implementing bots with AI, but bots that were siloed just to respond to very specific topics that customers may have. And this siloed approach created a disconnected customer experience when we as consumers are trying to use that omni-channel to connect in different ways. So when you think about now about where the industry is today, you know, on one hand, $2 trillion investment is not sustainable. You can't hire more people. So clearly brands want to improve customer engagement, but they know they can't just hire indefinitely. And they need technology, but they need technology that creates one workforce, that gets the people and the bots to work together as one pool of resources that can actually do more and elevate customer experience, but at the same time do more within the same constraints of resources and budget.
Anyone who is interested in finding more about Verint, what is the website?
It's very simple. It's www.verint.com. V-E-R-I-N-T.
There you have it. Everyone, think about this. If you really want to grow your business, it's about helping your customers help their customers. That is the core of growth. Terrific having you on the CEO show, Dan.
Thank you so much, Robert. Have a great day.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Susan Neal. How are you, Susan?
I am well.
And Susan is the president and CEO of the American Council of Life Insurers, ACLI. We're going to hear all about what's happening from the association business in insurance, as well as in things like gender equity and even things like inflation. And then you're going to hear a fabulous personal story. So let's just start off. Talk about ACLI and what your business model.
Well, ACLI is the trade association that represents the life insurance sector. So think of all your life insurance brands out there, large, medium, small companies across the country. Essentially, we're 94-95% of the industry assets, the entire sector. Our mission on behalf of the life insurance industry is to advance really good public policy at the state level, the federal level, and even globally so that our companies can continue to provide financial security to all Americans.
So you're really focusing very much on societal needs and addressing those. Talk specifically which ones you are focused on.
Really appreciate the way that you've raised the question because that is our mission at its core. Life insurance is a wonderful mission-driven business, and you put that together with good public policy, and you can really make a difference in people's lives. So think about retirement security and the retirement savings crisis that we're really facing there. You know, 10,000 of us are turning 65 every day for the next decade, and of those people turning 65, a third only have $0 to $25,000 in savings. You know, that's not enough. I mean, people are living longer, and they are on the verge of outliving their savings, and that's before you get into student loan debt and particular challenges that women face in saving adequately, or Black and Brown Americans. So that's a big one for us. Caregiving, paid family medical leave, another big challenge for us out there as a country. And then, of course, life insurance, just the core product, having that available at an accessible to all and affordable to all, that can be the core of your financial security plan as a family. Those are just some of the issues that we think about every single day when we get up and go to work on behalf of our members.
And it's a really poignant message that you make about middle America and how it's impacted. We're all facing the highest inflation we've had in 40 years. How does that tie in?
Well, you know, it's a triple whammy of world crises. So we've had a global pandemic, never before. We have war in the Ukraine that is affecting the entire globe. And we have inflation related to all of that. You know, if people were stressed in their financial security and their retirement savings, and there was a caregiving gap before the pandemic, all of these needs and concerns have been exacerbated post-pandemic, and now we're facing this high inflation world. So, you know, our mission is financial security for all, and so we're thinking about this all the time. What are policies that can help people meet their financial needs?
In your opinion, what is the role of associations like ACLI and other associations when we're in a world like this?
The way to think about an association, and I know a lot of the audience are probably members of an association because there's one for every sector of the economy out there. The way to get the real value out of your association is, where are you better together? Where are the synergies that give you more power, again, to advance good public policy, to advance solutions that are important to society, solving a societal problem, to your consumers, who are also voters and members of our communities, and of course, to your business as well. I like to think about, you know, if you are sitting down with your board of directors, as I do with the ACLI board, I'll say, what's the sweet spot? Think of the Venn diagram. There's societal needs, there's consumer needs, there's our business needs, and what's that sweet spot right in the center? That is your value proposition. And you know, one of the things we've done here from the beginning, when I started 4 years ago, was to figure out our value proposition and then what we're for. We do not go forth to Capitol Hill across the street or the governor's office in your state capital or to our regulators without having a solution in mind. So pick the societal challenge, know what our consumers are thinking about it, know what our business needs are, and then come forth with something that you're for. And that's my advice to every CEO out there who says, you know, what am I getting out of my trade association? You know, go solve problems that affect your consumers and communities. Figure out what you're for. Figure out what your better way idea is. If you don't like what, you know, a congressional committee is putting forth or a state legislative committee, what's your idea? Bring all that intellectual and business power to bear and put the solutions on the table. That's the secret sauce. And it's, I can assure you it's very effective, but it takes some intellectual candle power and hard work back inside the association with our members' engagement to figure out the path for some of these things. And when you do it, it's so powerful and so exciting and so meaningful.
That's great. I want to hear an example because I think the concept of coming up with solutions is terrific. And you are completely bipartisan. You've worked at the highest level with Republicans, with Democrats, with everyone. Tell me an example of something that ACLI did that you were really proud of when you found a solution.
I'll give you a couple examples. One is just, I talked about the retirement savings crisis. You know, so what's the policy solution? We are four square behind policies in Congress that will help plug the gaps. And when you're talking about retirement policy, there's lots of, it sounds like sort of legal things that need to be done, but they're important and they can really make a difference. So the first major retirement security legislation in a decade in 2019, and we're closing on the second round of that for this year. I should be knocking wood wherever I can to make the point that we don't jinx anything because we feel really good about it. But what this legislation does is it makes it easier for small businesses to offer retirement savings vehicles to their employees. It plugs gaps where military spouses can, or part-time workers, among others, can access retirement savings vehicles sooner. A savers credit, which helps low-income families save more easily. So you think about a host of things. The legislation that Congress is currently looking at would help those that are trying to pay off their student loan debt also save for retirement because it allows their employer to invest in the 401k for them at the same time the employee is paying for their retirement savings. So that's paying off their student loan debt. So those are some examples in retirement security of how the policy works, and we put all of our muscle and might behind it to get it passed. The other example I would give you is our 360 Community Capital Initiative, which is groundbreaking, never been done before, and it's involving the life insurance industry, helping tackle the affordable housing crisis in this country. Affordable housing is a critical pathway to family financial security, individual financial security. And we've got a group here right now of chief investment officers from all of our companies putting their heads together and figuring out the path to do that.
Susan, there are millions of people, it might be as high as a quarter of Americans, who actually don't have life insurance. What are you doing to try to make it more accessible?
Well, let me give you a couple examples of solutions that are getting advanced to help address that savings gap. And one relates to just the use of technology. And you have to make just the purchase of life insurance, the understanding of the products, how it fits your needs, and the actual purchase easier for people. We're in a society right now that, you know, we're all used to grabbing our personal devices and finding out information and making decisions with that. And the companies are really responding to this need and working on how to use technology to make the purchase of life insurance more accessible. The second thing that we're doing is finding partners all across the board in Congress and state houses and Junior Achievement and other nonprofits. How do we raise the level of financial education and awareness in this country so people understand how to plan and prepare, including life insurance at the core of a good, solid plan?
And everyone remember, CEOs, number one, think about solutions. When there are things you want to do, come up with a solution, and then there are places you could go to make those solutions a reality. And the second is be purposeful. On that note, back in a few.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Compliment your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm Robert Reese. We're here today with Susan Neal. So you have almost 95%, about 280 member life insurance companies, the top ones in the world. What is it that CEOs should know but may not know about life insurance?
One, I'm going to speak on behalf of the whole life insurance sector and give you what I think is an eye-popping couple pieces of data. Here was the impact of life insurance industry during the global pandemic. We had our record payout in benefits to people, $90 billion in 2020 alone, and the data for 2021 looks very similar. And that was our highest payout in our entire 175-year history. The closest we ever came before was during the influenza global pandemic in 1918. So you just see the scope and impact of what we do to secure, provide family financial security and support people, no government support. This is just what we do and how we roll. The second part of the answer to your question is the life insurance industry as the long-term patient capital that invests in American infrastructure. We invest $572 million a day in the U.S. economy and things that make this country go, and we're very proud of that. And it's not always understood the scope of our impact, but financial security for all Americans, investing in what makes the economy go, that's what you need to know about the life insurance industry.
Speaking of making things go, you know that I have personally been pounding away that we need more women CEOs and that that's what will really make our whole nation go more. Talk about your thoughts about women, gender equity, DEI, what needs to be happening and what your vision is.
I think it's easy to say, but it has taken us a while to get to this point, but I'm all about the progress that's being made. And so this is an optimistic comment. I think the key is that we are purposeful, that we are purposeful, that inside C-suites where succession strategies are being discussed, inside the nominating committee for a board of directors for a company or for a trade association, that question is asked. It just starts with something that simple. Who are the available candidates? Who's in our pipeline? Do we need to be engaging a more diverse set of candidates or grooming people to be considered for the ultimate CEO position? I think that's been the missing piece or was a missing piece for too long, and I think it's the secret sauce now. I can tell you we're making great progress. I see it across the life insurance industry. There's sort of a generational shift that's beginning to happen with retirements going on, and we're seeing diversity in the ranks that leads to diversity on our own board here at ACLI. And I see it in my ranks of association CEOs. I believe we have a lot of influence on the U.S. economy through our members and the sectors we represent. When I started as a trade association CEO about 20 years ago, you know, I could count on one hand the number of women that were CEOs. And now we're probably up to about a third of trade association CEOs that are female. And, you know, and we're seeing other kinds of diversity as well. But that came from search committees and nominating committees and C-suites being purposeful and saying, this is going to matter to our bottom line. This is going to matter to how we engage with consumers and our communities, and we need to figure out how to make it happen.
On that note, we're at an exciting point of the interview. You have a personal story. I think it was May 6th, was it not?
In 2001, yes, 21 years ago, we adopted a little baby, 10-month-old baby, from an orphanage in Phnom Penh, Cambodia. And so quite a journey to a country that had been ravaged by war and was very much, well, it's still a developing country, although it's made a lot of progress in 20 years. Quite a journey to go to this orphanage in the outskirts of Phnom Penh, be handed your new son, and fly back to the United States of America. I knew that we had just changed our laws in this country at that time. So the minute an adopted child who is legally adopted by the laws of the home country and the U.S. crossed through customs, he or she would be a U.S. citizen. So I have to tell you that as we crossed through customs at JFK, it was probably the single most patriotic moment of my life, because not only did we have our new son with us in our country, but I knew he was a U.S. citizen with all that that entails and imports for his future. And a very, very powerful moment, but it became very relevant a few months later when the U.S. was attacked by terrorists on September 11th. And I had got the call to serve, to go into the White House and Homeland Security. And the reason not to go was we had this new baby and also an older child. But the reason to go was to help fight for our country and its democratic values and everything we stand for. And I gratefully answered the call of service. I'm grateful my mother came and helped with the children during my time with serving the U.S. And it continues to be close to my heart. You know, one of those things that on my tombstone, it'll say she was a mother. Very important. She served her country and maybe did one or two other things as well, but those will be right up there.
I remember when I first interviewed Governor Ridge and how I was hit so viscerally. Just share with us on a final moment any thoughts you had on what you accomplished there and why it was so significant in your life.
You know, I think we got this whole transformative way of securing the United States. We got it started, and I can't overstate how difficult that was. And it wasn't like you could pilot anything, you know, behind the scenes for 6 months. You had to. It was the ultimate, like the technology companies say, sort of plan, do, get feedback, plan, do. It was enormously challenging bringing together dozens of federal agencies that had not ever worked before. It was enormously challenging figuring out the scope of how we should increase security and keep our borders open. And we got it going, far from perfect, but it was, I think, meaningful. And certainly under Secretary Ridge's watch, the country stayed safe. So I think that's a very important contribution as well.
Well, I commend you on all of your contributions that you've done. If anyone is interested in ACLI, what is the website?
ACLI.com. Please come. We got a rich array of policies and ideas and solutions.
And I want to thank you so much, Susan, for your contributions to America, to society, to the economy, and the great work that you're doing.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you and have this conversation.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.